Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Chof Dalid in the Hoiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rivi, starting at Locha Hei and the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah, Mitzvah Begodor Liyabim. The mitzvah is that the oldest brother should do the Yivum. Lo Yirotzo, doesn't want to. Me'alchim Akol Achim, then you go to the other brothers. Lo Yirotzo, the other brothers don't want. Choizri Mitzvah, God, go back to the oldest one. V'oimim lo Yalecha Mitzvah Oichaloitz Oyabim. He has to do it, either chalitz or yibum. So if you have other brothers, l'chatchila go to the oldest brother. And if not, other brothers can do it. But if there's nobody else, he is the one who has the responsibility. Halacha vav zok d'mishnah, tolo bekotan shiagdil. If the brother says, I have a younger brother who's a child. He's a katan, meaning not only a younger brother, but he's a katan in age. Uvigodol at shiavim dinasayam, where there's another brother who's a gadol, he's an adult. But he's not around, he's overseas. Or becherish of a shoite, he says, let's wait for them to heal, for him not to be deaf and not to come back to a sane mind. Ain't shomim loy, eloim loy alecha mitzvah oichaloy tzeyabim, because they can't go to the other brothers right now, as if the other brothers said no, and then they force the older brother, he has to do chalitza or yibum. Halacha zayin zok demishnah, achoy letzeyvim toy, one of the chalitza to yevamo. So now he doesn't get more inheritance than his brothers. If he does yibum, we'll see that he inherits the late brother. But now that he did chalitza, he's like everybody else. If the father's alive, the father will inherit the deceased brother's nechosim. Hakoynes es yivim toy. If someone marries the Yevama, he gets the nechosim of the brother that died. It says that if there's a father, it goes to the father, not to the Yevam, not to the brother. So that was a quote from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, what was the Havam in regarding the idea of Chalitzo, that you have to tell me he doesn't inherit the brother? Shalot toimarim. Chalitza ptur or biaptur. Chalitza lets the woman go out and get married. And biaptur means it takes you out of being a yevamo. Come on, the tema koinis is evim tozocha b'nich seochiv. The same way you say that someone who marries the yevamo, he gets a nechosim. The kavosa achoyes evim tozocha b'nich seochiv. Maybe we'll say the same thing, that if someone does chalitza, he's zoichiv a nechosim. The funketzach meimar, harik ha'echol mikol ha'ach la'nachlo, he's exactly everybody else. He does not get the nechosim, the assets of his late brother. Not only if he did chalitza, but also maimer, maimer is kiddushin, which is not a full yibum, he doesn't get the nechosim. Ve'av b'tshama mo'idibo, even b'tshama, they'd say the maimer is more. Has more validity, they still say it doesn't get the nechosim. Shimon is the one who said before that it's a suffix, it's a doubt. We're not sure if Maimah works, or Maimah does not work. So even with Shimon that says it's a suffix, we're saying L'maisi, he can't be with her. So therefore he's not Zoyche. It's a suffix if he gets the nechosim. That's like a blozo barach that we saw earlier. The blozo barach oimer, ha maimer koine kinyan gomor, b'yevomo. He holds the Maimah as a full kinyan, it's a full marriage. According to him, he gets the nechosim. Now, you stay yevomis. It was two yevomis. So, ma'im bezu uboa lezu. Now, he did ma'im to one and be'il to the other. Ma'anav shachim, ma'im yiske, imivye yiske. So, ma'am shach, if the ma'im works, you mean, even if you hold the ma'im is not, according to Rabbanon, ma'im could be, someone works, someone does not work. So, whatever the ma'im works, that's his wife. And whatever whatever's left, you have the yevom. If you hold the suffix, well, again you have both. So maybe you should get the nechosim. He can't keep them both because each one suffix is it a maimer or yibum? Which one works? So if you hold the maimer works, you have to get away from the yibum. If the yibum works, you get away from the maimer. So he can't be with neither of them. If he can't be with neither of them, he doesn't get the nechosim. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that says that the father inherits the nechosim? Because it says, "Vaya bechor eshel telet, makish bechor lebechor." You compare the yavam to a bechor. Ma bechor in a yosh bechay aviv, avzei in a yosh bechay aviv. Same way, a bechor doesn't inherit his father if the father is still alive. So here, the father is still alive, he doesn't yosh the brother. אם הבכור יורש לאחר מסביב, אז זה יורש לאחר מסביב. Okay, so maybe the same way, הבכור after the father dies, then he inherits. So here after the father dies, he should inherit the brother. אומר, אז זה יום, you learn from the same limud. מה הבכור לא יורש בשעו שהוא רואי לירש, או ידענו יורש? When הבכור is not יורש, but he could. So there's no Yerusha left. There's only one opportunity of Yerusha. When death happens, אף זה לא יורש בשעה שהוא לירש או ידענו יורש. Something by the brother. If he doesn't inherit when he could, which means when the brother dies, so then he lost the opportunity, doesn't come back. Really, by Bchor, there's no other opportunity, but conceptually, never find that Bchor has another opportunity. Rabbi Abba Barakano, Rabbi Chia Barashi, B'Shem Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Yudah, we pass it like Rabbi Yudah, that the father inherits the Nechosim. Shubi Levi also Amar Halacha K'Rabbi Yudah. Ravor Blood of Shabishaya also said Aloha Kabiudo. Omar Abiyachon, Zimnim Sagin, many times, Yastis Kumir Vishayo. I said it for Vishayo. For the Shamus, we know Adam Yos, I didn't hear him saying Aloha is Kabiudo. So interesting, you telling Abiyachon holds Aloha is Kabiudo, I did not hear from him. Omar Levi Lays Barnaz to Shom Amilo of Elays Chavre Shom Ale. That doesn't happen sometimes, a person hears something but someone else does not hear. In other words, we have the concept of, by Eidus, we have Loi Reinu Ein Arayo. You didn't see, it's not a riot, because maybe it happened, but not in front of you. Maybe he didn't hear the shvuah. The shvuah was said to somebody else, not to you. That's not a riot, he did not say it. Halacha chetz zog the mishnah. Ha'choyletz li'yivim to you. Someone does chalitzot yizivamon. Who also b'koreseo, v'yosur b'kreivav. They cannot marry each other's craving, because that's a din derabanan, that a karoiv of a chalitzot is also. Who asur b'im, and the Mishnah goes and gives the list of the surim that he has. Who asur b'ima, her mother. Ve'em ima, the grandmother. Ve'em avio, the paternal grandmother. Be'bita, her daughter. Bat bita, her granddaughter from a daughter. Bat b'no, granddaughter from a son. U be'achoiso, bizman she ke'emis. And also, she can't marry the sister while she's alive. Because it won't be worse than a regular wife. The regular wife, once the wife, Loyalinu, dies, the husband can marry the sister. So here's the same thing. When the sister's alive, he can't marry. The brothers have no issue. Because the brothers don't have any Yisurim. They didn't do the Chalitza, so they can marry all the craving. Continues the mission of Chavdal and Mudbeis. Fihi Asura Be'aviv, she cannot marry his father. Be'aviv, his grandfather, his paternal grandfather. And Be'benoi can marry his son. Be'benoi, his grandson is from the son, Be'ochiv, his brother, or Ben-Ochiv, and his nephew. We'll see in the Gemara, the Ben-Ochiv is also because of the other brother. The other brother was also a brother over here, the one who died. So the brother who died, came to Yavam and did Chalitza, so she can marry now the nephew, also because of the other brother. We'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to address that. Mutar Odom Bekroivas Tsoras Chalutzosoy. One could marry the relative of the Tsara of the Chalutzo. So, a Yavam died. He had two wives. He did Chalitza to one. So, he can't marry her. He also can't marry the Tsara, but he can marry the relative of the Tsara. It's not a problem. The Asu Betsoras Kroivas Chalutzosoy. So, let's take it with the example that Reb Chaim brings. You have three brothers. Two of them are married, two sisters. Umeis Echol Mehem, one of them died. And the third one did chalitza to her, and then died the second one. So the sister is also because of a chois chalitza to the third one. She's the sister of the chalitza. And the second wife, the co-wife, will be also als what? Tzoras kervas chalitza. So it's very similar sentences, but two different cases. A person is allowed to marry the kroiva of the tzara, but he's not allowed to marry the tzara of the kroiva. That's the way you put it together. So the Gemara, Achoyel Sivim Tevichuli, quote from the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Mipnei Shecholatzlo, Haloi Cholatzlo, Mutor, Umutor Bimu. Just because he did Chalitza, then she becomes what? The relative is Kroivas Chalitza, and therefore it's Asr. But if he didn't do Chalitza, so it will be Mutor. Says the Gemara, Omar Avino, Hadoi, Mar Rav Yaakov, Ha'achav, Shablozor, Shemeh, 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 Mutor Bimu. What does it mean? What will be the case? She died. Then he's allowed to marry the mother. There's no issue of a kroiva of a skuko. It's to be a kroiva of a chalutza. Why? The Gemara explains, ziko yisolabo, he had a ziko, kivanchi meiso batlo zikoso. There was a zika, there was some relationship which is a skuko. But that's a temporary thing. Once she's not there, it doesn't exist. V'hocho, So that's over there. So we say the same thing. In other words, once there's when you don't have any more the obligation of Zika, so then it's gone and you're mutter with a craving. You can see from for the end of the Mishnah, because it says uba achoyso sman shim ikemes ve'achimutoyim, right? So she has a sister, this chalutzo. He cannot marry the sister, but the brothers could marry the sister. Why could the brothers marry the sister? This woman was kuka to the brothers. Any one of the brothers could do yibum. So achoyso tzalachim lav kemesi. It's exactly the same case. Meaning, you had a woman, you had a woman that fell yibum. Any one of the brothers can marry her, so she's kuku to all of them. One of them did chalitza, so for the rest, it's all gone. They can marry the relative. It's as if she died. There's no more Zika anymore. Says the Gemara, Asur b'ovi, b'ovi, ovi, b'mnoi, b'mnoi, b'ochi, b'nochi. That's the list which is Asur. Hado amra shenitnu shnir estecholis. From here you see, not only that Chazal said that you cannot marry the direct relative of the chalitza chalutza, you also can't marry the shneers, which is only the rabbanim. Shneers. Shneers means a erva, which is only also with the rabbanim, not also with the raisa. So usually, for a regular person, you have shneers. But chalut is only the rabbanim to begin with. So I would think that maybe there's no shneers. There is shneers. Now, where do you see shneers? Haido amro do. Where do we see that? Because it says, bebnoi ubebemnoi, beochi ubenochif. Haido amro shenitnu shneers lecholetz. So from this set, the nitnu shneers lecholetz. What does that mean? You want to bring a raya from the children. The children, you have a iser over here, only al shneers. What's the case of shneers? Why can't marry the ben b'noi? Why she can't marry ben b'noi? Because it's eshes ovi oviv. She was the wife, she's not a wife, she's a chlutzo, but she's compared to the wife of the grandfather. The wife of the grandfather is only shneers. But don't bring me a raya from the opposite case. From the father. You bring it right from the son, not from the father. Because the father will be also anyway because of the brother. There's one brother she was married to and he died. So she's also because to the, all the mishpacha because of shneis, because of him. But the sons, I have to do only with him, with the yavam, not with the brother. So there, yeah, it's, from here you learn the din of shneis. Says the Gemara, now it says, Kinim astiso mutora hu odom bekrovet tzoras chalutzosoy v'asu betzoras krovet chalutzosoy. That's the end of the Mishnah. So we said that one is allowed to marry the relative of the tzar of the chalutzah, but he's also the tzara of the krovet of the chalutzah. Adom esayel lehidom aravilu b'shur avino. This works good with what we learned earlier that we mentioned. Rav Hila said imer avino kavachomer ma'achoyz chalutzosoy shubidivrem natnu lachachomim tzaro kachesh kanisu achiv lekol sheken. So he learns from our Mishnah the following. In our Mishnah, we're saying that a chalutza, she has a kureva zasur. Not only the kureva zasur, but the tzara zasur as well. That's what we learn from here. So he learns from there, the same thing will apply to what? Rav Chaim brings over. He had four brothers. Two of them married two sisters and died the ones that married the sisters. Right? So now you have two sisters that are here ready for yibum. So the din is, you do chalutza, let me see a bemis. Can do chalitza not a yibum because achu is a kukosoy. Is the tzara can do yibum? No, because if I have a tzara of a relative of a chalutzo, so of course I have a tzara of someone who's directly a sister. That's what he means. Kachesh kadisu achiv lekoshken. You'll have a problem of a tzara. So in other words, we're just seeing from our mishnah the basis to be oiser a tzara in that case. If you have a tzara for a krev of a chalutzo, you have a tzara in the case of a sister of a yevama. Okay, a few more lines. Aloha teh, zok the Mishnah. Hachoyitz leivimto, one chalitzo, to his yivamo. V'noso ochi v'sachoyso. Now his brother marries the sister of this chalutzo. V'meis, now he died, without children. Choyletzev lo misivemis, he can't go and marry her. Why? Because she is the sister of his chalutzo. V'chena megarash his ishto, similarly, someone divorces his wife. V'noso ochi v'sachoyso, v'meis, harayiz apturo. Then she's potter. Why? Because again, she's the sister of his wife. But look at the difference between the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah, she has to do chalitza. Then, she's completely potter. Why? It explains the word right away. Why by the chalitz, he has to give a chalitza to the sister? And by megarish, he doesn't have to give chalitza to the sister. So he answers very similarly. Very simple. Omali matzo v'chalitzo kinyon. Yod chalitza is manish like a marriage. Says Mu'alaf Chofeh Amud Aleph. Einar l'ptur. Chalitza is just a separation. Einochim chavim aleh mishum ishto shecholitz. They don't, if the brothers will have a relation with her, is she considered to be the wife of the one who did chalitza? No, it's not a real marriage. This we said earlier in the parak. This woman, she was married to her brother. The brother died without children. The second brother did chalitza. All the other brothers can now marry her because she used to be the wife of the first brother. That's the issue. So it's because of the wife of the first brother, not because of the second brother. So you see, chalitza is not a full kinyan. So therefore, the sister is also only din derabanan. You have to do chalitza to the sister if she becomes a yevama. You can't just let her go. But she ain't get a grusha, which is deraisa, which is a real marriage. If the sister falls yibum, she's going to be patur miklum, no chalitza, and no yibum. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Chof Dalet.